Hi, Maria. This is Friar Roderick here for AirMaria.com. We're at the state capitol in Connecticut, and we just had an incredible rally here for the for pro-family, for a traditional family, organized by the Family Institute of Connecticut. We have here the FIC chairman, Peter Wolfgang.
Friar Roderick, thank you so much for having me.
It's an honor to have you. So how'd it go today, Pete?
It went outstanding. We had 3,000 people rally here at the state capitol. It was historic. I mean, they were rallying in part against this Connecticut Supreme Court decision that we're still waiting on, that hasn't even been handed down yet, that could result in same-sex marriage being undemocratically forced on Connecticut. So 3,000 people just gathered here to say to the court, no, hands off marriage. We'll decide government ourselves. We'll take back our right to self-government. We'll decide the big issues. That's not for you guys to do. And also, another purpose of the rally, because this is our only chance to do something about it if the court does the wrong thing, we encourage a yes vote on question one for this election day that would allow for a constitutional convention, which we hope would let the people decide.
You all know that there's this vote that will appear, this ballot question, on election day, November 4th, asking if there shall be a constitutional convention. This question will not appear again for 20 years. This is our one shot to take back self-government and let the people decide the future of marriage. So we're here today for two purposes, to say to the court, hands off marriage, and to say to our fellow voters of the state of Connecticut, to say to the public at large, vote yes, take back your right to decide, vote yes on question one.
So this is a constitutional convention. What is a constitutional convention?
Well, there's this quirky little provision in our state constitution that once every 20 years, a question has to appear on the ballot asking state voters if they want to hold a constitutional convention for the purpose of revising or amending the state constitution. As Providence would have it, just as we're waiting for this horrible decision from the Supreme Court, that question next appears on the ballot this November 4th, Election Day. So we want to get a constitutional convention, and then we want the delegates to create some sort of right of direct initiative like they have in other states so that the people, you know, like the law they're putting to good use in California, so that the people can decide the big issues and we can take back our right to self-government from judges who behave as if they were our robed masters.
Right, so you're talking about a referendum then, right? You're talking about getting that into the provisions for the constitution of the state.
Essentially, yes.
And this is a big thing, because this happened before with Roe v. Wade, and it's happened with in Massachusetts too, right? The Supreme Court walked in, and in California as well.
The courts have been doing this for years, and we saw this most incredibly in the Roe v. Wade decision of 35 years ago that created a judicial license to abortion, overturned in one swoop, overturned the abortion laws of all 50 states. And now we saw it on same-sex marriage in the last few years in Massachusetts and California, and we may soon be seeing this in Connecticut, where the judges say, you know what, you little people with your elected representatives, yeah, well, they can focus on filling the potholes in your streets, but all the really big questions about how ought we to order our lives together, what is the definition of the sanctity of life, what is the sanctity of marriage, we'll reach down from on high, we'll take all those really big questions out of our public political life, we'll decide those for you, we'll be your robed masters, your philosopher kings, and we need to rise up and say no to that.
So really, democracy is at stake too, right?
Very much so. I mean, this is, you know, marriage is huge. If we lose marriage, we lose religious liberty and a lot of other things. But really, our very right to self-government, our right to be a free, self-governing people, a democracy, a representative democracy, and a republic is very, very much at stake here.
So a lot of these moral issues and the license coming to fore today is starting to really come at odds with our liberties in a profound way.
Right. And, you know, I think it's no coincidence that Roe v. Wade did come down in 1973. It was the height of the sexual revolution, the late 60s into the early 1970s, and you can see the ways in which the culture, unfortunately, you know, if there are bad things happening in the culture, it'll eventually have a negative effect on law and politics, and vice versa. Abortion, you know, it kind of follows logically from the sexual revolution, from the more permissiveness in society. However, it's also the case that the law is a teacher, and once abortion became legal, people thought that it was okay to have one, and you saw the instance of it skyrocket.
Right, right. And so you're going to be fighting against a lot of cultural things that are in the mass media. You're also fighting some big money, right, as well as fighting the court system. So you have the courts, big money, and interest, special interest groups that you were talking about today, right?
Our opponents are legion.
Right.
That's in more ways than one. That's very much what we are up against. You know, the media is portraying it as we're the special interests. And I said this from the podium. You know, we formed a coalition with a bunch of other groups who also want a yes vote. And if we're the special interests, I mean, we're the poorest special interests I've ever seen. At the time of the last reporting requirements, the other side had $45,000 to push a vote no campaign. We had $1,100. I mean, they're outspending us by more than 10 to 1. But to hear certain media pundits here in Connecticut tell the story, you'd think that we're special interests. And certainly our opponents are pushing this, and the media, unfortunately, is being lazy and not reporting the truth on this. But our opponents are pushing this storyline that we're the special interests when it's totally the other way around. I mean, we're up against the AFL-CIO, all the unions, the Teachers Union, the Connecticut Education Association, Planned Parenthood. You know, these folks are the ones that basically in many ways control state government. And the possibility of letting the people decide, of having direct initiative, just scares the living daylights out of them. So they're putting a ton of money into this Vote No campaign, and they're actually going to paint us. And we have this, you know, Family Institute, we have this small two-man office. Our coalition is very poor compared to the other side's coalition. But the media is willing accomplices that the other side's going to paint us as the big moneyed special interests in this fight.
Yeah, I noticed the as far as the numbers out here, it did not seem like a special interest group. It was how many people? 3,000?
We had 3,000. The other side, they had a rally before us by about a half an hour. They had 75 people. 75 people versus 3,000. They may have all the money, but they are the ones who are the fringe outside of the mainstream. We are the ones that speak for more people and represent mainstream values.
Yeah, one of the policemen said that that was probably a generous count, too, of 75 over there. So I think the numbers is about 50 to 1 of people came out today in favor of the traditional marriage as opposed to gay marriage.
Right. In terms of actual people, where people are on this, it's going to be 50 to 1 on our side. In terms of money, they're going to outspend us 50 to 1. That's what we're up against.
But we're the special interest.
Right, exactly. It's crazy. But, you know, in these same media pundits, they scratch their head and wonder what we mean when we say they're biased.
Well, God bless you, Pete. I think you're doing a great job. And if you're biased, keep it up. But I think you're not biased. I think you're in the mainstream. And I can't say enough good things about you there, Pete. God bless you.
Friar Roderick, thank you so much. And I definitely want to say thank you to the great apostolic endeavor of AirMaria.com.
Thank you, Pete. I'm Maria. This is Friar Roderick for AirMaria.com.